Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
3 weeks ago on this radio show, when it had broken into national news that the Attorney General had blocked and covered up the huge Texas Youth Commission child raping scandal, the pedophile scandal, that what they would do was prosecute a few of the thousands of the weakest cases and then basically try to claim that the whole thing was like some witch hunt hysteria. Okay. How come there were over 1,000 convicted criminals and over 300 convicted hardcore felons, some of them child rapists, working right there? I want the heads of it. I want the officials arrested for hiring felons. I'm sure they were sweet felons for arson and robbery and abuse and child rape. You know, that's there. We've been down to the hearings. We've gone and covered it. We've done reports on it. We've been at the state. I've read the reports of the Texas Rangers. That's 10 times worse than what you'll read in the papers. Let me tell you something. There's a cover-up here, and the governor's blocked the legislature from a real investigation. And then what got me going off on this, I heard a local news report. Not knocking the local news report. It's an important issue. They were just covering what the officials, the authorities were saying, and it was pure bull. And I predicted exactly what they do. It's not hard. It's not hard. They do that all the time. All the time they will. Here's an example. They had torture at Abu Ghraib and 30-plus camps in Iraq. So they went after General Janis Karpinski, who I interviewed first whenever she started going public. And the reason I'm bragging about that is it's a major newsmaker, and she went public about a lot of it, but we also have the documents, not just her claims. She wasn't allowed into those wings of those prisons. And then the government said, well, she should have demanded it. They admitted that the CIA was telling them don't go in those areas. And then she said the minute she would have gone in there, she would have been removed from command. And it's the same thing at Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo Bay. They have a base within a base. Oh, yeah. You know, they've let observers and congressmen go there, and the congressmen get showed the big meals they get fed, and they go, look how good their meals are. But inside of it is a facility within a facility who no one can see, and that's where the torture is going on, and it's now been admitted. So what they do? They went after Janis Karpinski, General Janis Karpinski. They try, and they said, oh, she's behind it. It's her fault. And the government knew that when she finally got investigated, it'd be found she was innocent. So I have no doubt. I bet this jail guard that they're holding up is the biggest demon on earth. There's a good chance he didn't do anything. And they knew that, so they'll go after him. And then everybody's mind, oh, see, there wasn't a problem. They hired a bunch of felons. They hired a bunch of pedophiles. There's your problem right there. And the Texas Rangers wanted to start indicting people, and the state blocked it. And that's one of the better law enforcement agencies we've got in this state, one of the better ones in the country. So I'll take the Texas Rangers' word over the baloney of the Texas Youth Commission run by a bunch of criminals. All right, I said I'd get to the news. Said I'd get to your calls. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the tricks they play. I'm sick of knowing the tricks they play. I'm sick of always being right. I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong about this stuff. I'm tired of it. I've had enough. All right. You know what? I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to have a live report from a 9/11 protest down at the UT Tower going on right now. It's going to be going past 6. If you're out there, I want you to pull up, park off campus, march in there to the UT Tower, park on the drag, whatever, park in the parking garages. Get out there for 9/11 Truth, ladies and gentlemen, because that's going on in Austin, Texas right now. We're going to have some of them on with us in about 20 minutes. But in the meantime, I said that I would get into some of the military news, but I think it's important to get into what Karl Rove is up to and what the neocons and this government are up to first. And to set the table for this, here is Reuters, Russian police arrest 170 anti-Kremlin protesters. I don't watch a lot of TV. I can go read the articles, see the photos, but I had to see this last night, so I turned it on, had to find a foreign, you know, CNN to tune into it, and it was just 170 people, really the intelligentsia of Russia. It's called Other Russia. People that don't want a total police state. And the police just came up and beat their heads in and put them in armored vehicles and drove off with them. But you notice, our media doesn't say Russia's turning into tyranny. Our media says Putin's a good guy. Our media says China's good. China's executing more people than it ever has publicly at sports stadiums. China is now coming and taking second and third born children and selling the babies for medical experiments before they drown them in a bucket in front of the parents. This is mainstream news over in Europe. Now they just take them, they disappear, and I mean, well, they got live specimens until they're ready for the harvesting. I'm not kidding about that, by the way. That's the horrors. Our government says nothing, does nothing. State Department came out of last year and basically defended China, but didn't know they'd already left other State Department reports from 5-10 years ago up, decrying it all. Point is, it's getting scary, folks, when our government says torture's good, and they say Russia's good, and we got free speech zones, and any type of protest against Putin is banned, and they beat your head in with clubs. I mean, that's tyranny, and notice it's happening all over the world. A new darkness, a new age of wickedness is settling upon the globe. And is it any surprise that the beacon of liberty and freedom, America, has turned dim and turned black and turned very wicked, ladies and gentlemen, with a red glow? I mean, the world sees this and is not worried about losing IMF or World Bank funding. It's not worried about being criticized. It's a green light, ladies and gentlemen, a green light to engage in any barbarism you wish. And it's scary. I wanted to read to you from the Washington Post, and this came out in October 18th, 2004, and the headline is, What's Karl Rove Up To? And you read deeply into the article, and this is Karl Rove at a cocktail dinner bragging to the press corps, predominantly the White House press corps. And Karl Rove is, and I talked about this in my speech last night at UT to a big student group. This is literally the mindset. This is in the open. And you got to read the whole exchange. It's a group of high-powered reporters, you know, A-tier newspaper reporters, and they're going, well, sure, there's an elite that runs things, but aren't we having big government and an elite to help the people? And shouldn't the people have some input on that? I mean, so it's really kind of a groveling, simpering elitism to begin with. I mean, it's already bad news. I mean, the reporters are bad enough. And then Karl Rove says this to reporters. We're an empire now. We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will, very condescending, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too, and that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and you, pointing at the room of reporters, all of you will be left to just study what we do. And that's it. I mean, that's an admission of dictatorship of ideas. It's just you're spectators, you're in the bleachers, you don't count, you're not on the field, you're literally nobody. And the government, the White House, they told Congress they have no authority. They told the courts they have no authority. They're saying, we make the decisions. And that's why high-powered law professors and professors of jurisprudence, you know, at the biggest universities, who are even conservative in some cases, like the Princeton chair, are going, my God, this isn't America. You can't do that. And Bush goes, the hell I can't. You're on a no-fly list. I mean, is that what America's all about? Is that what we've turned into? Is that what we are? Where six-year-olds and four-year-olds throw a tantrum, don't hit anybody, and the cops come and arrest them and put them in handcuffs? But the illegal aliens are above the law because the government wants to destroy the sovereignty and flood our country with third-world populations? That's what it's become. We'll come back, go straight to your calls, get to war news, and then give you a report for about 10 minutes on what's happening downtown with the 9/11 Truth March. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On April 13, 2007, gold spot 681.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $704.21, $353.94 for half ounce, and $177.07 for quarter ounce coins. That's $704.21, $353.94, and $177.07. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The syndicated broadcast we kicked off on Sunday, 5 days a week wasn't enough. Syndicated via MS Communications and Genesis Communications. Quite a few affiliates signing on. Very thankful for all those stations out there. It's not about left and right, it's about right and wrong. We are defending the Republic from the neocons and the liberals, who are all bought and paid for by the very same foreign banks. So, in front of the press corps, Karl Rove says, you don't make any decisions, the American people don't make any decisions, none of you mean anything, we're the bosses. And now they're telling the Congress that, they're telling the public that, on open borders, on the plunging value of the dollar, on gun control, and everything else. And they're not conservative. They're would-be dictators is what they are, but that's because their bosses in the military-industrial complex are making a move on this country in every way. All right, let's go to some of your calls. Let us go ahead now and speak with Eric in Austin, who wants to talk about solutions. What are the solutions? Is that a question or a statement?
Well, I got kind of a combination of both, Alex. First of all, I do respect you, okay? I'm not calling to criticize, and I'm not calling to call you a hate monger. I serve my country. I don't serve my government. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. That means you serve the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Yes.
Which is being dismantled in front of you. It's being assaulted, and it's not by Al-Qaeda.
I understand that. My question to you, and something that I have not seen in any of the video samples that I've seen from your website, which I think is pretty good, is what is your solution? Do I think something is going on? Yes, I do. I am a devout Roman Catholic. And I saw what happened 40 years ago. I'm only 30 years old. I'm in existence because of something I hate. Two words. Vatican II. What the Freemasons did to my church and everything else was absolutely horrific. I do not know what your personal beliefs are in God. I do not know what
I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. You're saying you want solutions. Number one, if your house is on fire, and I'm the fire department, or you're the, you know, we pull up, we're together, we're the fire department, and we got to first get people out of the house, and we knock down the door because it's locked, we go in, everybody's sleeping in their beds with flames lapping the bed sheets, and we're like, get up, your house is on fire, and they're going, what? We hear conspiracy theorists say that, and the ceiling's falling in, there's fire shooting out, you know, we're losing all these liberties, these freedoms, the country's being overrun, all this stuff, and we're like, wake up, do something. And the person's just laughing at us. We're trying to drag the public out by the hair. Now, the public's just now starting to go, maybe I do smell smoke. It's like the door blows open and fire shoots across and burns their hair off. You know, their skin's hanging off. They're going, maybe there is. Maybe something is hot, Wilbur. You know, that's the analogy or the parable here. So, I mean, I don't, I'm here covering it. There's, you know, people say, well, we know the government's evil, now let's do something about it. Well, we can't do something about it until the people know that both parties are controlled. Okay, well, Bush is bad, I'll go vote for Hillary. No, no, they vacation together, Roger Ailes and Fox News, and they're all behind her. It's staged. Here's the proof, you know. I mean, people, and the conservatives have got to find that out, and it'll blow you away just how staged this is. So, I mean, I'm doing my part here. I'm exposing this, and to me, the biggest thing is sunshine. I mean, if Hitler would have been exposed, and if somebody would have fought Hitler in the years he was in office before he went, you know, global and started the war, he could have been stopped early on, even after he was elected. But the general public didn't do that, because these tyrants first punish and first torture and first persecute small groups. And then they expand out from there. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Alan in Dublin. I don't know if that's Dublin, Ireland, or Dublin, England. But you are on the air. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, is that Alex?
Yes, where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's not Dublin. It's actually Devon, Exeter, Devon in England.
No, that's fine. My computer said Dublin. That's why I was...
Well, he must have been something.
Well, he's doing three things today. The guy that usually answers the phones is at a wedding, so...
Okay. Well,
that means if he had a wedding, I'd be running the show right now.
He's elsewhere, but he's still taking the call on the mobile.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, let's get to the point. Alex, I'm a great fan of yours. I heard you on the James Whale show over here in Britain last summer, I think in June, and that like completely turned my mind.
That's a big national show. I'd like to go back on there.
Well, just recently, James Whale had a 9/11 conference with Annie What's-Her-Face, you know, who's on your territory.
James Whale put one on? Wow, he's really come around. I remember telling him it was an inside job 5 years ago. He didn't believe it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was a three-hour discussion.
Talk show, 1080 and 1089. The voice of Britannia.
That's right. It was very, very good. I think, you know, when someone, the more and more it comes out, the better, obviously. You understand that.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say was I had a little fantasy about this recent 15 sailors that were captured in disputed waters, but most likely Iranian waters, because if it was Iraqi waters, then why the hell didn't the other guys get captured? And my fantasy was that this was, first of all, supposed to be like a false flag thing, the attack on the 6th of April against Iran, and all the rest of the Americans wanted to help and use it as an excuse.
But see, what I did is I went and got the head of the former head of the British Maritime Administration, who before that, when he was a deputy, ran the Persian Gulf and actually gave the orders to the military on what to board. He said clearly they were in the no man's land, about to be into Iranian waters, and that if they would have gone over there and done searches, if the Iranians would have come that far into British, and it really is British U.S. waters, into Iraqi waters. Oh, they run things. Oh, sure, and I got a bridge I want to sell you. That they would have arrested the Iranians, and that the British just rewrote the map and suddenly claimed Iranian waters. So in a weird lawyer way, it was suddenly Iraqi waters.
Well, from what I understand, I mean, you know, that's another detail, but from what I understand, that these so-called borders were made up in 1975, and they should have been renewed every 10 years, but they haven't been. So nobody knows what the hell's going on.
But even on the...
You can be arresting somebody, and then you can drift a mile or so, you know, without even knowing it.
Yeah, but let me give you the actual answer. But everyone had pretty much been abiding by the 75 guidelines. So that's the point. The British suddenly changed and claimed a wider area.
That's right. But my fantasy was that it's sort of like a counter-terrorism operation by military people themselves saying, look, we don't want a war. The British guys getting together with, perhaps with them. And this is a fantasy. I mean, this is not a conspiracy idea. But they said, we don't want a war. Let's do this and let's turn it around the other way against all against the New World Order. And, you know, happy days, you send the guys back. Britain doesn't have to get involved in the war.
Hey, I hope that's the case. Let's jam in a couple more here because I got to go to some other guests and other news here. Great to hear from you over in England. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I had a follow-up from that guy's question about the Iranian waters. You had alluded a couple weeks ago to some news report, I think you had at least, stating that the maps were redrawn. I Googled it and couldn't find anything. I'm wondering if you've got a link.
Yeah, I had the head of the British Maritime Administration on, and they just claimed waters that were not in the 75 agreement, and that was openly stated, so you might have missed that.
I heard him on, but I guess I thought, and I may be, construing this wrong, but I thought I had heard of...
They were in no man's land, yeah.
But I thought I had heard of some news actual reporting of that.
Yeah, there was some. That's why we reported on it. Did you hear the British government say, okay, we might have had a navigation mistake? That was in the London Guardian. So they did back off of it, and the Iranians let them go. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. The Electrolyze Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyze water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, it's crunch time. I got about 27 minutes left in transmission. I've got war news, fake man-made global warming hysteria, really for the global tax info I want to go over, and some police state news as well. And loaded phone lines here, so we will try to get to everybody. Matt Dayton is one of the founders of PNAC, Project for a New American Citizen. That's a pun off of the Project for New American Centuries, the neocons set up, where they called for a helpful Pearl Harbor event, that a Pearl Harbor event minus that, without a big terror attack, they couldn't get their New World Order and get us to invade the world so conveniently right on time. A year later, there was a huge terrorist attack, and the guy that wrote the article for them called Rebuilding America's Defenses was Dick Cheney, and he got to be our savior and save us from the evil Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. I always call it Al-Qaeda because that's what it is. They're down at the mall, down there at UT, in front of the legendary Tower of Doom, the Shooter's Tower. It is a beautiful tower at night, though, not knocking it. But the famous tower, and a lot of folks are out there. So let's go ahead and bring Matt Dayton up. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on. It's a pretty beautiful sight out here. We have all of our signs with a... reading multiple phrases, including 9/11, remember, rethink, investigate 9/11, no war with Iran, honor the families, 9/11, controlled demolition, 9/11 was an inside job. Tons of our banners are up here. Jack Blood speaking currently. We're right in front of the main tower. The tower reads, ironically, on the back, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
Let me stop you, Matt, because you're so close to Jack Blood, talk show host on the same network I'm on, Genesis, that it's overdriving you. Just stop for a minute and let me hear what Jack has to say.
Sure, no problem.
Run by a group called the Vulcans. I'm sure that sounds very sweet, very benign. I think we found out of the last 7 years that it is not. In fact, if I went into a coma in 2000 and woke up today, I wouldn't recognize the country I'm living in, the country that I love, and the country that I'm ready to fight to defend. Richard Pearl loves this nickname, the Prince of Darkness. Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Control, because security really is control. Your social control number. Prosperity and development is control, security is control, Homeland Control Department. The Chertoff's name literally translates to the devil in Russian. We have a guy named Mike the Devil who's protecting us with the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
John Negroponte, who was the star.
Now, Alex, can you hear that?
Russia. Yeah, I want to hear more. Keep going.
All right, sure.
Kings, but apparently this is the word bandied about quite a bit now in our culture. The intelligence star, John Negroponte, a proven war criminal, a torture specialist, ran death squads in Iran-Contra, now number two in the State Department. I will give you my opinion that number two is almost always number one. We can just look at big time Dick Cheney for that. George W. Bush himself, along with Cheney, mass murderers. Donald Rumsfeld got aspartame approved, which kills people and cripples people all over the world. In fact, the Philippines, I just read, banned aspartame from being allowed to be consumed by their people. But, of course, Donald Rumsfeld got that approved. Donald Rumsfeld is the one that negotiated the deal in North Korea to sell low-water nuclear reactors, which eventually turned into what we hear now are nuclear weapons, with a company called APB. And I'm sure he'll go back to that. In fact, I'm sorry to have to tell this to you, Donald Rumsfeld is still, to this very day, right now, running the Pentagon as an unpaid consultant.
Right.
Our president, and I'll, I'm equal opportunity muckraker, I got plenty to say about the Clintons. Our president came this close to being going to jail for insider trading. His daddy bailed him out. He was an admitted drug addict, a drunk driver, a mass murderer, congenital liar, and some have even said a rapist, and a cheerleader. And he tells you, well, I have to repeat things again and again to catapult the propaganda. Admits it!
And he also...
Bradley Butler.
He also says that things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, just so long as he was the dictator. But back to Jack.
Many people wanted him to be president, and he wrote the book, War is a Racket. And it is, because we see key bono, who benefits. And we're talking about 9/11. We look at motive, opportunity, who benefited. And any average rookie detective in Homicide Squad is going to go right after the person that has the motive, the opportunity, and capitalizes and cashes in on the insurance policy. That's what we need to do. Reinvestigate 9/11 right now, because it was a cover-up, it was a whitewash, and they did not ask the appropriate questions or have the appropriate debate. We need to get that reinvestigated right now. And if you care about this country or any country, you'll do that. You'll help us.
All right. Matt, can you hear me? You know, I think I'm gonna leave the coverage right there, just because obviously it's a great speech, and I wanted to get some comments from people, but they're busy in the middle of the speeches that are being given. When I leave here, though, I'm not going back down to the mall. I have to there at UT. I have to go into my little nest and get back to video editing on my new film I'm making, Endgame. But that'll be going on for another hour or so down there on the mall. So if you're downtown, make your way down there. So great job to all those folks. Well, let's hear some more cheering. Hold on. Yeah.
All right, Alex.
Hey, listen, Matt Dayton. I'm gonna let you go because of the sound there. But thanks for checking in with us, and great job. How many people showed up out there for the little rally?
We got about 100 or more.
Warrior is here. His name is Kevin Smith. Kevin.
All right, thank you. Listen, I really appreciate you, my friend. Take care. Good to hear from you. All right, we're done there with that. Thank you so much. All right. Let's go ahead now and take some calls. Then in the final segment, I'll just blitz through the news. Bottom line, 9/11 is an inside job. It's a false flag, self-inflicted wound. It's a false flag, government-sponsored terror event, ladies and gentlemen. Let us now go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Roland in Massachusetts. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Do you have your radio on in the background? Okay, he's gone. Let's go ahead now and take another call from Anson in Dallas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. My name's Anson. I'm calling because I would like to recommend a guest on your show.
Sure. Who is it?
And his name, Tom Cryer. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's a seasoned attorney that's going up against the IRS over the income tax.
Yes, I've heard the name.
Great, great. Yeah, and I think having him on your show would be a great way to help raise support for Edwin Brown, Aaron Russo, Joe Bannister, you know, the whole tax honesty movement.
We're going to do some shows on that. You know, tax time is right now, and I'm all for, you know, we need some government, we need some taxation, but the income tax goes right to the private Federal Reserve. Ronald Reagan had a congressional investigation of that. It's never been audited, and it is a fraud. It doesn't run this country.
Definitely. You're absolutely right. The Graves Commission said that all the income tax only pays for the interest on a budget deficit. So, you know, that goes to show that, hey, it doesn't pay for our infrastructure. It doesn't pay for any of the services that we expect from the government.
Hey, I really appreciate your call. You made a lot of good points there. You know, for those that don't understand what we're talking about, it's real simple. Private banks, just a handful of private banks, took over our banking system, the government issuance of currency and national debt in 1913. And so they want to get us into debt, and they issue money, and then the Treasury is ordered to issue it, and then they're paid interest for money just to be created before our government just printed the money and issued the coin. And so literally you pay all your income tax just to pay the bankers for the privilege of the country having money that's just supposed to be a symbol of wealth and agreed upon mode of exchange. So you're not trading, you know, two chickens for one pig or whatever with barter. Check into the Federal Reserve. It really is key to understanding what we face. All right, I'm going to come back. I'm going to hit some news on the war, some news on the police state, and we're going to also take some final phone calls in the final segment. I'm Alex Jones. This is a syndicated broadcast every Sunday right out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ in Austin, Texas. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
It is April 15th, 2007. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Sunday edition of my radio show. And I'm on the air 6 days a week. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Ordinary customers flagged as terrorists. The Washington Post, private businesses such as rental and mortgage companies, and car dealers are checking the names of customers against a list of suspected terrorists and drug traffickers made publicly available by the Treasury Department, sometimes denying services to ordinary people whose names are similar to those on the list. And why is this done? This is done as part of the Patriot Act. Instead of just know your customer with the banks, it's loans, car loans, check cashing. And they've told these businesses they'll be arrested if they don't. But remember what's been in the news the last few months? We reported this 4 years ago. Now it's been in the mainstream news. The illegal aliens don't have to show ID cards to get bank accounts or housing loans. Or and 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities. They don't have to have driver's license to drive. I'm not against the illegal aliens. But my God, there's nothing to do with security when the citizens have to do this and are treated like this. Remember what came out a few months ago where the air marshals have been ordered? If a family takes a picture or people eat a certain meal, to just put people on a terror list for the rest of their lives? And the head of the air marshals in Denver said, I'm not doing this anymore. We're ruining people's lives just to create the numbers so they can go before Congress and go, look at all the suspicious persons we saw. And it goes on to say that they're doing this. Ordinary customers flagged as terrorists. Here's another one. And by the way, they're doing that to citizens, everybody. Experts say scans should be embraced. And all over the Western world, they're taking fingerprints to get school lunches. They're giving it to get into schools, to get a library book. In all 50 states now, they're implementing it. Texas has had it since 93 under executive order. Thumb scanning. It's all international standardized. It's going to be the world ID system. In 2000, they had a summit in Australia. The UN did and announced it. That's how we know this. They announced it. They set the policy. Our government signed on to the UNESCO treaty that Bush, Reagan got us out of. Bush signed back onto 3 years ago. And we're under it. Oh, man, it's just unbelievable. Listen to this. TB patient locked up maybe for life. And this is out of the Associated Press. And all over the country, they've built very quietly tuberculosis clinics and facilities. The old word was sanitariums. And they have drug-resistant, extreme drug-resistant, and what they're now calling totally drug-resistant TB, where they just lock you up until they get a cure. And no one can see you, ladies and gentlemen. They wear like spacesuits if they come in. And but now let me explain this again. We have 7,000 cases plus of wet leprosy in the year 2005. Before that, in the last 50 years, there had been 3 cases. They have set up a leper colony outside Palestine, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, we actually have wet leprosy all over the place now. One person they found in a business or school setting will give up to 50 people TB. And the kids have got it, man, in these schools. I wouldn't put my child in a public school. I wouldn't put my child in a private school with illegal aliens for all the tea in China. And they're cooking the food, everything. I'm not against them. When you were Irish or Italian or African immigrants coming here 50, 60, 70, 100 years ago, they checked you at Ellis Island, folks. And you stayed in quarantine until you were better. Not now, folks, but if you get this once you're here, you literally go to quarantine. I mean, see, this is the police state. But then illegal aliens walk out in the Round Rock schools, and they get in a little bit of trouble over it, and Round Rock will nail you to the wall. They'll arrest you in Round Rock in Williamson County if you're a week late on videotapes, you know, to I Love Video or to I'm thinking of local video places, Hollywood Video, whatever. But no. The illegal aliens, they get to pay, be paid $100 for walking out of class. The police state up there paying them to do it. This is out of KITV. Round Rock student protesters reach settlement. Looking the other way on immigrants, Washington Post. It talks about these sanctuary towns where they're above the law. And again, six-year-old arrested for throwing a tantrum. Not touching anyone, arrested and charged as a felon. I've got as low as four-year-olds that happening. This is just the last few days. Professor who criticized Bush added to no fly list, Marine Corps colonel, top constitutional scholar at Princeton, who gave a televised speech that slammed President Bush's executive overreach, recently learned that he'd been added to the Transportation Security Administration's terrorist watch list, and they said they won't tell him why he's on it. That's Kafka-esque. I interviewed him this week. They won't tell him why he's on it. They just say he's now on the terror watch list, and they ransack and do all that stuff to him. I got more on that. I got more on the war here. Where they're now breaking into the green zone. Even the armored citadel isn't safe for the troops over there. They put the troops now with this surge out in 16 substations with little or no defenses and sandbags, so the numbers of dead have gone up. Washington Post, of course we knew that happened. It was just a gimmick. Oh, we're doing something new. There'll be a new gimmick in a year and a new year. Oh, here's one, Associated Press. UN wants New York City cops for peacekeeping. That's right. The UN has come and says they may hire the New York police to be deputized UN forces. That's happening everywhere, folks. It's just incremental. Again, New York Times, security increase made Baghdad deadlier battleground for U.S. troops. It was also in the Washington Post. Iraqis face immense suffering. International Committee on the Red Cross has also confirmed the numbers of the British medical journal Lancet, and it was also confirmed by another U.S. medical journal, John Hopkins, put that out. But the neocons go, there ain't nobody dying. It's liberation. 600-something foul the first 3 years. Well over a million now. Fourth year has elapsed. It just goes on and on and on, but we're out of time on all that. Up on PrisonPlanet.com, former Bush speechwriter hints at 911 inside jobs as neocons would be credited, would have created a false flag. Let me read this again. Former Bush speechwriter hints at 911 inside job, says neocons would have created a false flag to justify war had it not been for the WTC attack, questions official story. And that's Bush insider, Bush 41 speechwriter and close friend of the Bush family, writes in his new book that before 9/11, the neocons in control of the Bush administration were eager to seize upon a manufactured provocation to go to war, just as LBJ had done with the Gulf of Tonkin in 65. It's really 64, and questions the official 9/11 story. Victor Gold is a veteran GOP campaign operative who worked closely with George H.W. Bush, and it just goes on and on. But don't worry about all the election fraud you've heard about on another front and all the proof of these machines stealing votes and stealing elections. The Justice Department, run by Alberto Gonzalez, the congenital liar, says they work just fine. New York Times. Let's take a few final calls here. Let's go to New York and talk to Robert because he wants to talk about 9/11. Robert, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. It was just quick. I just went down to my first 9/11 truth event on the 11th, and I just wanted to call and just say how much respect I have for those guys and how great it is what they're doing.
That's Truth Action pushing for every 11th day of the month in every major city, and there were hundreds of these on the 11th, I'm told. There's video all over the web of it now, and people are going out and exposing the inside job because 9/11 is the foundation of the whole agenda we're seeing right now.
Yeah, it's great. I just wanted to call and say just how much respect I have for Luke and those guys down there, and I just look forward to being involved with them in the future in any way I can.
They're great team players. Love them. Thank you for the call. Now let's go ahead and talk to Jim in L.A. He wants to talk about Pat Tillman. Was he murdered by the government? That's now becoming mainstream news that he may have been. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there, Alex. Really a pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted to bring something to your attention here. I found I was watching the History Channel the other day, and it turns out they have a show on there, and it's called Shootout, and the show specifically is called Afghanistan's Deadliest Snipers. And the weird thing is it's not, first of all, it's nothing about snipers. The thing that got
almost out of time. Tell us.
It's about they have a complete breakdown of the government's version of the death of Patrick Tillman. They have these 3D, you know, 3D representations and reenactments. And
sure.
Stuff, and it's totally weird and bogus. I mean, you know, who'd have thought the History Channel?
Okay.
And, I mean, you know, it was just crazy just to watch this thing and see this.
So Pat Tillman, I mean, publicly now we know the Pentagon lied and they shot him a whole bunch in the head and the chest and he was begging for help and they kept firing very close at him. And that's why the family's now thinking it may have been more than just friendly fire. And boy, is this going to hurt the New World Order because he was about to go public against the war and that just couldn't be allowed to happen. That could have brought the whole thing down right there. But you're saying that they're still airing a program that is still using the official old lie that's now been discredited?
Yeah, it's like preemptive propaganda. They wanted to come out and give this story out to the public before anything ever got out about the real story about what happened to Patrick.
Well, you know that History Channel. There's some wicked devils. All right, listen, I appreciate your call. Really interesting to hear from you. I haven't seen the program, so I can't really comment on it. Rex in Philadelphia on 9/11. You're on the air, Rex. We got 1 minute.
Hey, Alex, thank you. Real quick, this might be a really neat segue to go from Pat Tillman, who's
got 30 seconds.
The NFL. I wonder if anybody out there in the world has put together how the neocons of our government actually controls all of the networks in the condom that they put over them in the lesson learned by the 9/11 scientific and video data that now is the main implementation of this entire movement in our nation, which is awesome. Has anybody yet put together that the results of that lesson learned by our government is what now triggered the NFL on its Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, I didn't really understand that, but hey, that's the way to end it. We're out of here. God bless you all. We'll see you at PrisonPlanet.com. Get out there and fight the new...
It's no secret that Genesis communicates...
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said...